Hi, folks. This is Angela Lambrew, creator of The Kitbull Story. I want to personally welcome and thank you for joining us today. This is your podcast where animals have a voice. Follow Kitbull as she shares some fun and meaningful stories with a message for everyone. Now sit back and enjoy the episode.
Rose had been on the phone most of the day talking to different animal organizations about the puppy mill when Ms. Busy walked in. She was in a hurry, as usual, and was gushing over something.
Thanks for the information. I'll download it, and yes, that's my number. How long do you think this will take? Okay, thanks again. Oh, Ms. Busy, sorry, I had to take care of some urgent business. How are you? And where's Chester?
Oh, he's tied up outside. I left him there so he could do his business. He'll be all right. I leave him like that sometimes. I'll bring him in a sack. But I wanted to give you some flyers. I'm going to belly dance with Noura, my teacher, at the Queensborough Dance Festival, and wanted to leave these with you.
Thank you, Miss Busy. But would you mind please bringing Chester in? It's very hot outside, you know? And it's not a good idea to leave him tied up outdoors like that. Anything can happen.
What? Like what? What am I supposed to do if he has to go? And what do I do with him if I have to run an errand or two? Besides, nothing's ever happened before. All right, I'll go get him now. Ugh, I really don't understand.
Well, for one, someone could steal him, to keep or to sell. Purebreds are especially a target. And worse, some dogs get sold to laboratories for experimenting.
But he's in front of your business. I don't think anyone would dare come this close to a doggy daycare to steal a dog.
There's so much that could happen. Dogs will never be happy if restrained and left alone. It's frightening for them. They can get loose and run off, or get tangled on the leash and hurt themselves. Or worse, another dog could approach and start a fight. Anything can happen.
Sheesh, I had no idea. Chester sure is a lot of work sometimes. Maybe I should have gotten a cat. Oh well, he's in your hands now and I'm off to my belly dance class. Hope you can come to the show. Can I leave these flyers here?
I'll see if I can make it. Here, I'll take your flyers and you take these informative pamphlets about what we discussed just now. And please, read them. Deal?
Ms. Busy snatches the pamphlets from Rose's hand, rolls her eyes, and brings Chester in before taking off in a flurry. Chester was apparently overheated. Rose rushes to comfort him and gives him water, and then puts him under a big tree in the backyard to cool off. When Kit approached, she noticed how thirsty he was. He also seemed to be in a strange mood.
Pretty hot outside today, isn't it? Chester, I got a lot to share with you. Did I tell you I met another cat? Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Yeah, pretty hot. Is there something wrong with me?
No, of course not. There's nothing wrong with you. You're a great dog. You know we all love you here. This is your second home.
Yes, but I don't really live here. The thing is, I get scared when my mom leaves me tied up outside. Especially when she goes shopping. It's either alone in the apartment or tied up and terrified outside.
What terrifies you most? I mean, sure, there are many things to be afraid of, but what specifically happened to you?
Well, there's these mean kids by the supermarket sometimes, and they like to scare me. They throw rocks at me and they've even tried kicking me. But I get scolded and my leash gets yanked when I bark at them because my mom thinks I'm the troublemaker.
Oh, that's terrible. I'm so sorry you've experienced all that. Were you tied up at all today? You seem to be unusually thirsty and I saw Rose put some extra water out for you.
Yes. My mom left me outside to make sure I did my business while she went in to talk to Rose. You know how she's always rushing off somewhere. I'm just an afterthought.
Well, you matter to us and to your mom, too. Maybe she just doesn't know how to express it. I'm sure Rose gave her some good advice. She always lets people know how to treat animals the right way.
I sure do hope my mom will learn what's best for me. Rose sure is nice. She was scratching my head and telling me what a handsome boy I am. It's nice to have someone care for you like that. You have the best mom, Kit.
You see how special and adorable you are? There's nothing wrong with you. I told you so.
Adorable? Okay. That's going a bit too far. I'm not used to all this sweet stuff. What was it you were going to tell me before?
Wait! Let me tell you about this cat named Sonia Pandora del Fuego. She is unbelievable. She has these long nails and... let me tell you what she did.
Huh? Sonia Pandora de what? This sounds like a doozy. Okay, tell me, I'm all ears. Hey, when's the rest of the gang getting here?
So, for the moment, Chester felt special again, comforted by Rose and refreshed by his good friend's words. Chester laughed at Kit's wild story about the cat with three names, and it was a good day after all.
Join Kit and her friends on the next episode. By the way, we'd love to hear from you. Please leave us a comment, a review, or both. And follow us on Instagram at Kitpool Story, on Facebook at Kitpool Story, and our website at thekitpoolstory.com. Thanks again.